OJB's podcast, 25 October 2017, the Bermuda Triangle. The Bermuda Triangle is an area of sea off the coast of the US, which is between 500,000 and 1.5 million square miles in area, depending on the source of the information. Some people believe that an unusually large number of disasters have occurred in the area. Why this area is particularly dangerous to ships and aircraft depends on which theory you prefer, but explanations include UFOs, pirates, unusual weather conditions, and vortexes into other dimensions. Before an explanation of the phenomenon is attempted, it's necessary to confirm that there is anything requiring explanation. Some analyses of the triangle suggest the number of incidents is not unusually high considering the size of the area and the amount of traffic there. Another issue is the inaccurate reporting of the location of events. Many are listed as happening in the triangle, but in reality they have happened in another location. The story began to gain prominence at the end of World War II, where Flight 19, a Navy training mission, was lost in a severe storm. The most likely explanation for the loss was failure of the lead pilot's compass, and the other aircraft were not fitted with operational compasses. Most likely, the flight was lost and ran out of fuel. One of the planes in a rescue mission did explode, but a faulty fuel tank was suspected, and again, no unusual explanation was necessary. Claims and reality. A book, The Bermuda Triangle, written by Charles Billitz in 1974, sold 5 million copies and made the area and its associated theories well known. There has been significant criticism of the book for changing the reported facts and inventing a lot of new information which is not in any official reports. Some of the supposed facts which support an unusual explanation of the Flight 19 case and comments on them are listed here. Claim: the aircraft disappeared on a sunny afternoon. Fact: stormy weather was reported before the last transmission from the flight was received. Claim: the pilots were all experienced combat aviators. Fact: most of the pilots were trainees and the leader had little experience flying in that area. Claim: the Avenger torpedo bombers were capable of landing on water and floating for long periods. Fact: the aircraft was not designed to crash land on water. It would quickly sink in water, and experience during the war indicated it was difficult to land even for experienced pilots in good weather conditions. Claim: the chief pilot was capable of handling the situation. Fact: he had become lost and ditched his aircraft twice in the past, and radio transmissions indicated that he was lost and lacking in confidence. The official report didn't emphasize this because of a request from the pilot's family. Another famous mystery sometimes associated with the Bermuda Triangle is the Mary Celeste. In fact, it had nothing to do with the area at all. The ship was found near Europe. The book, The Bermuda Triangle Mystery Solved, was partly to blame for this because it made several errors on the subject. Sometimes skeptical books have errors too. What actually happened to the ship is unknown, although the evidence indicates it was abandoned and there was no real reason to suspect anything beyond mutiny or the crew and passengers leaving the ship after it was in danger of sinking. The Star Tiger and Star Ariel were two four-engined Tudor IV airliners operated by British South American Airways Corporation, which flew the route from South America to Bermuda. They were both lost in the Triangle in 1948 and 1949, and no reasonable explanation has ever been made. The weather conditions were good, and there was no distress call. The type of aircraft was withdrawn after the incident, so it's possible the company suspected a mechanical problem. Also, mysterious loss of aircraft doesn't make bizarre explanations necessary. It's inevitable that some accidents will be unexplained, even when common phenomena are involved. In many of the incidents, there's no wreckage or other evidence of the ship ever existing afterwards, but this doesn't require an extraordinary explanation either. Because of the strong currents and deep water in the area, it's quite reasonable to assume the evidence of the incident will be difficult to locate and recover. Summary: there are records of many losses in the area, but as I have already said, there is no reason to believe the rate of loss is any greater than anywhere else based on the amount of traffic. The deep water, strong currents, and difficult weather conditions contribute to the rate of loss, and difficulty in locating wreckage and other evidence. So there is no reason to believe a theory regarding the Bermuda Triangle beyond anything which should also apply to many other parts of the world, and it is certainly unnecessary to create a theory based on UFO visits, psychic forces, or any other form of unexplained or pseudoscientific phenomenon. Crapometer: there have been a lot of losses in this area, some under strange circumstances, but if the loss rate is analysed and the real events are examined, there's no reason to believe extraordinary explanations. Therefore, I give this a moderate score on the crapometer. Notes and further information. The web page associated with this podcast has notes and sources for further information on the subject.